Hello and welcome back. I want to go into a process called the work at this time. And from doing this training several times over and over, one thing that has become extremely noticeable is that the most profound learning typically takes place during the section in the workshop where we're covering the work. And the work, I want to give credit where credit is due, as you can see in your workbook. We're borrowing this from a book called Loving What Is. That was written by Byron Katie. And if you really like this process and you want to learn a little bit more about it, we highly recommend that you go pick up the book. And again, it's called Loving What Is, and it's written by Byron Katie. And when I learned this process, I learned it a couple of years ago, and it was at a time in my life where I happened to be going through a divorce, and I had a lot of really bad stories spinning in my mind about myself, about my ex-wife, about my life in general. And this process was something that really helped me to sort of bring myself around, change my thinking, get control of myself, get control of my life, and start to work through some of the issues that I was having at the time and start to really facilitate change in my life. You can use this process not only for call reluctance, but you can use it for really a whole lot of different areas in your life. And if you're interested in doing that, again, go ahead and get the book and learn the process, internalize the process, use it on different things in your life, and watch the impact that it has. It's fairly tremendous. It's very profound, and it's changed my life most certainly. So I'm very passionate about it. I love sharing this, and I look forward to hearing about your results from this process as well. So the process, it's basically a way to reframe your stories that might be holding you back. And as it says in the workbook, it says, since our thinking is what causes our call reluctance, the work will have you examine your thoughts about your prospects and your business. Often through this process, people find that the thoughts they have been attributing to others are simply a projection of their own thinking. So what we tend to do is we tend to project our own thoughts about ourselves onto our prospects, and the work actually teaches us how that happens. So let's start with one of the most common thoughts that we hear from business owners on a regular basis. We hear this from people who own their own businesses. We hear this from people that are in direct sales organizations. It really doesn't matter where you go. It's a very common thought. And the thought is, they will reject me. Once we have the thought that we might get rejected or we're going to get rejected, it makes us hesitate when it comes to calling on a prospect. So now what we want to do is we want to ask four questions about this thought, and we want to write down the answers. So what we have in the workbook is an example of what this might look like. So the first question is it true? And you want to always answer yes or no. You can't answer maybe, you can't answer sometimes. You want to answer yes or no. So the first statement is, they will reject me. So the first question is it true? And your first answer might be, yeah, they might reject me. And then we ask, is it absolutely true? Is it absolutely 100% true beyond all sense of a doubt that if you call this person, they're going to reject you? Well, that usually changes the answer. The answer then would be no. I don't know it for a fact that they're going to reject me because I haven't called them yet. So the third question is, how do you behave when you think this thought, they will reject me? And the behavior might sound something like this. I hold back. I don't call them. I feel small and insignificant and question whether I should be in business at all. The fourth question is, how would you behave if you couldn't think that thought, they will reject me? And your answer might sound something like this. I would pick up the phone and call them. I would be bolder. I would be more sure of myself. I'd become a prospecting machine and have tons of business. Imagine that. If you were unable to think the thought, they will reject me, how many more calls would you make in your business? So here's where the process, as we say, gets interesting. Here's where it gets a little bit profound. We have to do what's called a turnaround statement. And just realize that if the first time through this you don't completely understand it, just be aware that I will be working this process on myself throughout the 30 days, and you'll be hearing me use this process over and over and over and over and over again. So I promise you, by the end of 30 days, you're going to have a really good understanding of this process and how it works and some of the things that you can learn from it. So just take it easy on yourself. Just sort of understand this maybe at a surface level, right now, and then as we go through the remainder of the 30 days, you'll understand it at a much higher level. So the turnaround statements work like this. The first turnaround is the opposite of the original thought. They will reject me becomes they won't reject me. And then what you want to do is you want to ask a question. Which is truer? They will reject me or they won't reject me? In most situations, most people find that the turnaround statement is actually the truer statement. Now, with turnaround statements, I don't want you all to think that every turnaround statement that you do on every thought is going to be profound, because that's not how it works. I think what you'll find is that for some turnaround statements, there'll be a very profound impact, and for others, it might not be profound at all, or it may just not work. But that's okay. So continue to use the process, knowing and understanding that each time it isn't going to have the same level of impact on you. So again, the first turnaround is just the opposite. They will reject me becomes they won't reject me. And then you ask which is truer, they will reject me or they won't reject me. And then you answer that question. Now, the second turnaround statement is where we replace the word they with the word I. So when we think about the thought, they will reject me, it becomes I will reject me. And then we ask, which is truer? They will reject me or I will reject me? In most cases, most people will answer that I will reject me is truer than they will reject me. They realize that when they don't make these calls, they're truly rejecting themselves. They're sabotaging their success by failing to pick up the phone. Think about that. If you choose not to call, is the problem that they're rejecting you, or is the problem that you're rejecting yourself? The problem is that you're rejecting yourself because you're making a conscious decision not to step forward and not to pursue your business. So what this does is this causes us to take ownership. This eliminates the possibility of us becoming a victim. It's not about what they're doing. It's not about their rejecting us. It's about us rejecting us because we're failing to take action to move ourselves forward. So again, take power in this. Realize that the issues are not outside of ourselves, and realize that we have the power within us now. We have the power within ourselves now today to facilitate change. But the first thing that has to happen is we have to become aware of the problem. We have to become aware that the problem is not the fact that they are rejecting us, but the problem is that we are rejecting ourselves. I'll give you another example, another really common one, is people have a fear of picking up the phone and calling another person because they're afraid they're going to get hung up on. I remember I was at a meeting doing a speaking engagement, and someone said, you know, they'll hang up on me. That's my biggest fear. And so we went through the process, and it went something like this. They will hang up on me. I ask, is it true? And they said, well, no, it's not necessarily true because I haven't called them yet. And then, you know, we asked, how do you behave when you think the thought they will hang up on me? And she said to herself, she said, well, I become complacent. I become a little bit frustrated. I don't make the call. I end up feeling a little bit guilty because I'm not taking action. I feel sorry for myself. I lose self-confidence because I'm not taking action on my business. So her list went on and on and on. And then I said, well, how would you behave if you couldn't think the thought, they will hang up on me? And she said, well, I would take more action. I would build my business. I would be a prospecting machine, or, you know, along those lines. I don't think she said prospecting machine. That's my turn. But you know what I mean? She just said she would make a lot more calls and take a lot more action. And then we got to the turnaround statement. So the first turnaround, you just use the opposite. So we took they will hang up on me, turned into they won't hang up on me. And I said, which is truer? And she said, well, they won't hang up on me. And then we did the other turnaround statement, which is where we take they and we turn it to I. So they will hang up on me turns into I will hang up on me. And she said, how do I hang up on myself? And I said, well, are you making calls for your business? And she said, no. And I said, so haven't you essentially hung up on yourself? And she said, yes. So again, the problem was not that somebody else was going to hang up on her. The problem lied in the fact that she had hung up on herself. So just another example of how, you know, we project our own thinking or our own views of ourselves onto our prospects. So that's what the work can do. That's what the work can do for you. And that's what it has done for me. It's made me realize that the problem does not necessarily lie outside of ourselves. It's something that is already internal to us, and we have the ability to make change on our own if we just start to take action. And we have the realization that the problem, again, is not out there, but rather internal, and we own it. So again, you'll see this process used over and over and over again. So you'll get more and more examples of it. And I'm certain by the end of the program, it will become part of you and something that you use from day to day. So thanks again for listening. And we'll be back with more audios. And again, I just can't say how much I'm looking forward to the next 30 days. It's going to be fantastic. Everybody's going to learn. Everybody's going to grow. Take care.